AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A police officer with the Housing Authority of New Orleans has been fatally shot. AP correspondent Janet McConaughey reports the shooting occurred in a housing development constructed after Hurricane Katrina.
Just Community Development is among many that are being rebuilt after Hurricane Katrina, which destroyed a lot of Hanno's apartments in 2005. Instead of apartments, a lot of the new work is houses and townhomes.
The officer was shot while inside a moving vehicle, the shooter still at large. Flash floods have killed two people in Texas and Oklahoma and left others missing. Red Cross spokeswoman Bristol Minsker says it's unreal for Central Texas to receive 10 inches of rain in the past 24 hours.
We haven't seen a day like this in the Central Texas area in years and years and years. Many people that I have been talking to who live here in Central Texas have lived in their homes for 30 years and have never seen the rivers rise like this.
A firefighter in Oklahoma was swept to his death while trying to rescue 10 people in high water. The roar of high-performance engines was heard today at the Brickyard.
Juan Pablo Montoya has won the 99th running of the Indianapolis 500. It is his second trip to victory lane, having won in 2000. Will Power finished second, followed by Charlie Kimball in third. A three-car wreck at the back of the field on lap 176 scattered debris across a wide area, causing a long yellow light, setting up a dash for the finish. The win was the 16th for car owner Roger Penske. Tom Akins, Indianapolis.
The roar of Harley-Davidsons and thousands of other motorcycles could be heard along Constitution Avenue in Washington this afternoon, all part of Rolling Thunder, the annual ride to freedom for members of the military who are missing in action. In an hour, a concert in their honor will be held on the National Mall. This is AP Radio News. A song by Twyla Paris offers a Memorial Day tribute to fallen heroes and to Jesus.
What did he die for when he died for you and me?
Singer Twyla Paris says she wrote this song to honor America's fallen World War II veterans.
They paid this incredible price for my freedom, and what do I do with it? I hope I never treat it glibly or waste it.
But she says the song is also about Jesus' sacrifice.
As a Christian, my mind went to the fact that Jesus died for us so that we could be spiritually free. And once again, that I hope that we never waste that gift or take it lightly.
I'm Steve Coleman.
World War II veteran Florence Bass says it's nice to be honored on Memorial Day.
It took me 101 years to become a celebrating.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.